సర్గస్థితి ప్రళయహేటుమచింత్య శక్తిం విశ్వేశ్వరం విదిత విశ్వమనంతమూర్తిం నిర్ముక్త బంధనమపార సుఖంబురాశిం శ్రీవల్లభం విమల బోధఘనం నమామి యస్య ప్రసాదాదహమేవ విష్ణు మయ్యేవ సర్వం పరికల్పితం చ ఇత్తం విజానామి సదాత్మరూపం తస్యాంగ్రి పద్మం ప్రణతోస్మి నిత్యం తాపత్రయార్క సం సో హియర్ నిత్యం దట్ ఇస్ ప్రేయర్ ఎండ్స్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్ the attributes of the material body, mind, sense complex, that all the body, mind, sense complex enjoy the status of being the objects of knowledge. They are objects of knowledge, and therefore they are of the nature of inertness. Not only that, they all have attributes. Attributes. So, not that they have attributes, they are all subject to constant change, modification. And they have the nature of coming and, they are of the nature of coming and going constantly. The five features, please remember. Okay, they are the five features. I'll repeat again. All the anatma, the body, mind, sense complex, have this status of being the objects of knowledge. Being the object, they are objects of knowledge. Being the objects of knowledge, they are of the nature of inertness. Because they are of the nature of inertness, they do have attributes. They do have attributes. Not only that, they are subject to modification. They are of the nature of undergoing changes. Therefore, they have beginning and end. They come and go. They constantly appear and disappear. Understand? These are the features. If this is the nature of anything known, any object, body, mind, and complex also being the objects of knowledge, they also must have all these features. But how do we find? We have our own experience now. Even though an object, anything known must be of the nature of inertness. Still, the body is an object of knowledge. It must be the nature of inertness. It is inert, but still it has life. In spite of being inert material product, it has life. It is conscious. It is sentient. It is alive. Not only this, even the sense organs, organs of actions, they're all functional. It means they're conscious, they're sentient. The mind, conscious and sentient. So the mind, the inert, material, subtle, material product mind, it is supposed to be inert. But the inert material product, it is alive, it is conscious, it is sentient. And because of the association with this conscious, sentient mind, all the 10 powers are conscious and sentient, they're functional. They're capable of functioning as illuminators, and their presence in the physical body makes this physical body conscious, sentient and alive, which means there must be something else in the human being, isn't it? Which contributes for the sentiency, because the physical, the material body, mind, sense complex does not have consciousness of its own, does not have sentiency of its own, cannot have sentiency of its own, being material, being inert in it, because it's of the inertness. But now it is conscious, sentient, and which means there must be something else on the part of the human being, in a human being. What is that which contributes for the sentiency, consciousness, the life of this inert material body, mind, sense complex? That question comes, isn't it? That is when we say, and Vedanta Shastram gives this answer, yes. it has no difference between this body and any other material product in the world. But this, what contributes for the consciousness sentiency of this inert material body mind complex is the Atma. There's something which inexplicably subtlest, abstract, formless, that is implied by the term Atma. Understand? Whether that Atma alone is there as the knower. There's no knower other than the Atma. That knower, if we can understand, the knower, even though is a qualification attributed to the Atma from the standpoint of the known. And that Atma is of the nature of consciousness. You arrive at the Atma in terms of its nature of consciousness. Okay? Now, therefore, one has to, now the teacher tells, now one has to take the consciousness implied by the term the Atma, or the abstract reality which is of the nature of consciousness implied by the term Atma, as one's own self. Atmataya. Atmataya as the self, one must claim. Isn't it? So that, now he started teaching what we saw now. He gives the examples now. He, Rupadimanyata pindaha tato natma ghata divat. Rupadiman pindaha. Pindaha rupadiman. I told you already, the rupam is the attribute. The pindaha here means the deha, this physical body, which is a lump of flesh, okay, and blood, all those things, this body, is what? He is endowed with all attributes such as form, etc. Yataha, therefore. So, yataha, tataha. That is therefore, that is the reason. Na atma. The body is not the atma. Why? Because it has attributes. What about atma? Atma is what? Atma is a word implying the abstract formless reality, which is of the nature of consciousness, pure knowledge, which is absolutely attributeless. Understand? Atma is nirgunaha. Why do you say nirgunaha? Because it is subtlest, abstract. Therefore, it has no attributes. Formless, it's a formless. But body has a form. Isn't it? So, absolute is attributeless. So, it is attributeless Atma. Definitely here is not the body which has attributes such as form, etc. Dehaha sagunaha sagunavan, whereas Atma nirgunaha or nirgunavan. Understand? Nirgunavan, nirgunaha. You can say both words. Now, how? Like what? Like ghata divat, like the pot, etc. So, why pot? Pot, etc. means what? Like the pot, etc. means any object, every object of knowledge has some attribute or the other. There's no object which has no attributes. All the objects of knowledge have attributes, some attributes or the other. Therefore, those can be described also. Understand? So, ghata adivata. Ghata is easy word. So, ghata. Why ghata? Why specific ghata has been taken? Because pot has a belly. Understand? So pot is like easy to use the word pot, isn't it? In Tamil also, Mahatmas are used only pot. No? We say, Nala Indu Madhavai Koivane Vendi. No? Kondu Vandhanaru Thondi. There also pot only is used as an example for the body. Okay. Ghata Adivati, like the pot, etc. Any object which has attributes, body has attributes. Therefore, it is, therefore, the Atma, which is attributeless, is not the body. Then, Kumbhavati, like the Kumbha, like the pot again, the pot is what? Subject to, pot is the modified form of, pot is a product. Pot is a product of five elements only. It's a clay. The clay product is, even though it's a clay product, it's a product of, it's elemental product. Kumbhavat, like a pot, the physical body is also, is a product of modified form of elements, Understand? Therefore, Atma is not the body. He gives two reasons why Atma is not the physical body. Why physical body? Ne? Atma is not the physical body. Why? Because it has, body has attributes. Body has, body is a modified form of elements. Whereas Atma is of nature of pure consciousness. It is not a product. Atma is neither the cause nor the effect. Whereas body is an effect, a product. And therefore, because there's two reasons, Atma is not the body, first he says. Is it clear? Let me move to the next verse. Anatma yadi pindoyam ukta hetu balanmatah. Anatma yadi pindoyam ukta hetu balanmatah. Karamalaka vatsakshat atmanam pratipadaya. So here, the 14th verse, the student speaks. We have to be careful, okay? The guru said already, why Atma is not the body? The answer has been given. Atma is like a pot, like a ghata, like a kumbha. Two reasons. Why it is not like a? Because the body has attributes. Body is a modified form of elements. But Atma is not a modified form of any elements. Atma is not the modification. Atma is subject to any change. And Atma has no attributes. So Atma is not the body. Now the student is asking, yadi anatma yadi anatma yadi pindoyam ukta hetu balanmatah. Now ukta hetu balat means with the strength of the reasoning you used, why, how do you reject? Very simple and very nice. Again, okay? After studying Mandukya Upanishad, now this class sounds like a very simple class, but it is very good to just to be with asking about Bhagavad Pada thoughts. Ukta hetu balat. Ukta means, or hetu here is the reasoning. With this, due to the strength of the reasoning that you have presented, what is the reason given that Atma is not the body to say that? Because attributeless Atma, the formless Atma, the unchangeless Atma is not the body which is subject to change, is modified from the elements and which has attributes. That is the reason. So hetu balat, ukta hetu balat, because of the strength of the reason given, reason said, I am pindaha na atma. I am pindaha anatma mataha. I am pindaha. This body is anatma. This body is not the atma. But this body was taken to be atma by me. Mataha. Mataha means it was considered. Atma was taken to be the body was taken to be the atma, mistaken to be the atma. So if Atma is not the body, Atma is not the body, I am pindaha yadi anatma, if this body is anatma, no, ukta hetu balat, because of the reason given, mentioned earlier. Now he's asking the teacher, Sakshat Atmanam Pratipadaya. Sakshat Atmanam Pratipadaya. Please, help me understand the Atma. Sakshat Atmanam Pratipadaya. Sometimes don't read the translations, okay? Pratipadaya means Velangachai. May you help me understand. Pratipadyate understands. Pratipadayate reveals. Please reveal the Atma is what? Through your teaching. The teacher cannot reveal the Atma. Listen. The teacher makes the student understand, reveal the Atma through his teaching. Understand? Pratipadaya. Atmanam Pratipadaya. Sakshat. Like what? Kara Amalakavat. Amalaka means gooseberry and karaha means hand. If the gooseberry is put in your kara, in your hand, then you can see very clearly. Isn't it? Having a gooseberry in your palm and seeing it is what? Easy. Very clear. So kara amalaka vathu, like seeing the gooseberry in a palm, make me understand Atma clearly, directly. Sakshat Atmanam Pratipadaya. Who is asking? This one is asking. Sakshat Atmanam Pratipadaya. Now the teacher begins the teaching. Very nice. Ghatadrashta ghatat bhinnaha. Sarvatha na ghato yatha. Deha drashta tatha deha. Naha mityavadharaya. Ghatadrashta ghatad bhinnaha. Sarvathana ghato yata. Ghatadrashta ghatad bhinnas sarvathana ghato yata. Deha drashta tatha deho. Nahamityavadharaya. Beautiful. Now that, so 13th was, the teacher begins the teaching. 14th was, the student asks the teacher to help him understand the Atma. And the 13th was, the teacher gives the reasoning why Atma is not the body. Is it clear now? Three verses. Because the teacher gave the reasons why Atma is not the body, now this one understood. So, Ukta Hetu Balat, the strength of the reasoning you gave, reasoning said, if Atma is not the body, okay, which was mistaken by me as the Atma, now Kara Amalakavatu, you know, gooseberry is not a pumpkin, isn't it? You don't need pumpkin nutrition. Gooseberry is such a tiny fruit. Kara amalaka means something which is very, very clear means what? Kara amalaka vathu, like a gooseberry placed, kept in the palm, can be seen very clearly. Isn't nothing can prevent you from seeing the gooseberry in your palm? Similarly, sakshat directly, atmanam pratipadaya. Please do reveal the Atma to you through a teaching. Please make me understand the Atma clearly, directly, like the gooseberry on your palm. Is it clear? It means that without any ambiguity, without any confusion, without any vagueness, clearly make me understand the Atma. This is a question. It is a student's request. Now the teacher says, Ghatadrashta ghatat bhinnaha. Ghatadrashta, you all know very well, Rikarantaha, Pullingaha, Drashtu Shabdaha. Ghatasya Drashta, Ghatadrashta. Seer of the pot is different from the pot seen. Is it? First you say, Ghatat Bhinnaha. Ghatadrashta, seer of the pot is Bhinnaha. Different from what? Ghatat. Different from the seen pot. The seer of the pot does not mistake the seen pot to be the seer. Is it? Very simple. It's got Kara Amalakavatu. Understand? Kara Amalakavatu making it teach, present and teacher clearly means what? The seer of the pot definitely is different from the seen pot. Seer of the pot does not become the seen pot. That mistake the seen pot for the seer. Very clear. So, Ghatadrashta, Ghatad Bhinnaha, the seer of the pot who is different from the seen pot, Sarvatha na Ghataha. Never does the seer of the pot become the seen pot. Sarvatha na. never does not become at all. Yatha, similarly, okay? Just as, yatha, just as, ghatadrashta, the seer of the pot, ghatadbhinnaha, who is different from the seen pot, sarvatha na ghataha, does not become the pot. Seer is different from the seen. Knower is different from the known, isn't it? Which means, subject never becomes the object. Object can never become the subject. Subject can never become the object. Object will always be the object. Object will always be the subject only. Understand? So having said that, now he gives reason similarly. Having given that example, simple example, Deha Drashta, seer of the body. Deha Drashta, knower of the body. Tatha, similarly, Dehaha na aham. So now you must understand, he says, avadharaya, avadharaya, O disciple, O sishya, avadharaya, may you understand, avadharaya, may you clearly understand, as what? I am the deha drashta, I the seer, knower of the body, am not the body. Dehaha na aham. Is it clear? Deha drashta aham na dehaha. Dehaha na naham. I am the knower of the body. Therefore, I am different from the known body. Therefore, I the knower am not the known body. Is it clear? Very beautiful, simple. The method is Drit Trisha Viveka Prakriya is employed here by Acharya. He was here. So, Ghatadrashta Ghatadbhinnaha Sarvatha Na Ghataha Yatha, just as Tatha, in the same way, similarly, Aham Deha Drashta, I am the knower of the body, seer of the body, Na Dehaha Na Aham Dehaha Iti Avadharya. Is it clear? May you understand. And who can? The basic intergodal teaching, isn't it? Introduction, just to, is a big leap. You know, like a, when the kindergarten child, you know, the child goes to school, first day, second day, starts seeing some colorful beads. The teacher teaches, this is red. What is the color of this bead? Red. That's a big learning for the child. And big understanding. Oh, big leap. Playing at home, not knowing anything, next day has discovered a big fact and goes back home and tells the mom, what is it? This is red. Blue. The dad wants to check whether her eyes is right or not. Is this in blue? No, red. The baby child will say, even the child knows. Now, when the teacher says, Ghatadrashta Ghatadbhinnaha Na Sarvatha Na Ghataha Yatha. Okay, just, you know very well. Do you mistake? Do you think the seer of the pot is the seen pot? Never. You know the difference. Similarly, who are you? You are knower of the body. Which means, you must say what now? Avadhar, may you understand, I, the knower of the body, am not the known body. Tatha iti avadharaya. Aham deha drashta. Aham deha drashta. I am the knower of the body, seer of the body. Deha na aham. I am not the body, is not I. Okay? I am not the body. Iti avadharaya. Okay. Now. Next, 16th verse. Evamindriya drinnaham. Evamindriya drinnaham. Indriyani ti nischunu. Indriyani ti nischunu. Mano buddhistatha prano. Mano buddhistatha prano. Naha mityavadharaya. Naha mityavadharaya. ஏவமிந்திரியதிருங்நாஹம் இந்திரியாணீதி நிஷ்சுனோ மனோபுத்திஸ்ததாப்ராணோ நாஹமித்யவதாரய. Now he says, evam, in the same manner, okay, evam, in the same manner, indriyadrik aham, indriyadrik, who am I now? I itself am the knower of all the senses. Indriyadrik, I am the knower of all the senses, therefore, aham, na indriyani, I am the knower of, I myself am the knower of all the senses. Therefore, I am not the, I the knower, am not the known sense organs. Na, naham indriyani, iti nischinu. Nischinu means what? May you confirm, may you be firm in your understanding. Nischinoti, chinoti, chooses, chinoti flux, nischinoti decides, confirms, now fixes. This is nischinoti. Nischino means what? May you have your confirm, okay? May you be firm in your understanding that I the knower, I the self am the knower of the senses, definitely am distinct from the known sense organs. So I am not a sense organs. Evam indriya dring naham indriya niti nischinu mano buddhistatha prano nahamityavadharaya. Not only this, avadharaya, may you clearly understand. Avadharyana purindhukol. May you avadharya understand. What is that? Manaha aham naham naham. Manaha naham. Manaha naham. I am not the mind. I am not the buddhi, intellect. Tatha na pranaha. Tatha na naham pranaha. Naham manaha. Naham buddhi. Naham pranaha. I am not the mind. I am not the intellect. I am not the physiological functions. Iti very clearly understand why I am the knower of all of them. Okay, I am the knower of the mind. I the self am the knower of the mind. Okay, I the knower am distinct from the known mind. I the knower am distinct from the known pranas. I the knower am distinct from the known intellect. I am not the mind, I am not the intellect, I am not the known pranas. Iti avadharya. At least until this point, do you have any doubts? Now you are understanding what you are not. This is what is said to be what now? Negation. Isn't it? The method of negation. So Upanishads make you understand what you are by making you understand what you are not. Understand? That is why when you say, the question comes, oh, no word can reveal the Atma. Atma had available for any pramanam. But how does Upanishad, the words of Upanishad reveal the Atma? Not directly. Understand? Indirectly. Indirectly what now? Through method of negation. By stating what it is not, helps you arrive at what it is. Through the method of negation by implication, Upanishads help you arrive at what you are, what Atma is. Is it clear? Yeah. Therefore, that is why Dakshinamurti said to be always in silence. Maunavyakhya prakatita parabrahma tattvam yuvanam. When you say maunavyakhyanam, should not be mistaken for what? Maunam means silence. Silence implies that this Vedantic teaching and the Vedantic vision is given how what? through communication only, but through the method of negation by implication. Therefore, it is, he said to you, what now? He's said to be in silence. Don't think about that. Mauna guru does not mean the guru does not speak. Okay. We should not mistake it. Many people mistake. Maunam. Dakshinamurti is always presented as the Mauna Guru. Who teaches in silence. Teaching through silence means the teaching Atma is not revealed directly. Okay. Atma Jnana is not given directly, but indirectly. Through the method of negation by implication. Understand? That's the meaning of the word Maunam. The word here also, what now? Is called negation. Isn't it? Evam indriya drinnaham indriya aniti nischunu mano buddhistatha prano naha mityavadharaya. In this manner, aham indriya drik, therefore aham na indriyani. I am the knower of the sense organs, therefore I am not the known sense organs. Iti nischino, may you be firm about it, understanding. So mano buddhi tatha pranaha na aham. The same way my mind is, I am the knower of the mind. If I am not the mind, I am the knower of the intellect, I am not the intellect. I am the knower of the physiological functions, therefore I am not the physiological functions. Iti avadharya. Now in these two verses, Acharya has helped us understand what has come. No, yes. That definitely I, the first person singular pronoun I, does not refer to any of the material products. Subtle products or the gross material products. Product. Understand? So mind, intellect and sense organs, they're all products of subtle elements. And the physical body is product of gross elements. Anyway, Atma is distinct. I, the knower, am distinct. So here again, in this very, these verses themselves, is made very clear. Atma, the reality implied with the term Atma, has to be arrived only as the truth of the knower, only as the knower. Why? Atma is never an object. If Atma is not available for objectification, if you want to arrive at the Atma, you have to search for the knower, distinguish the knower from the known, and then arrive at the Atma as the knower only. Understand? Now you have to place I where? You have to see, it's very clear, I am the knower, I the knower of all these things, I am distinct from all of them, I am not the known body, known sense organs, known mind, known intellect, known physiological functions. Again, we can say all of them are what? Whether products of matter only, material products, subtle or gross. The products of subtle matter or gross matter, doesn't matter. Material products. So they all have attributes. They all have attributes. And they all of the nature of coming and going. They are subject to change. They fade. They are subject to change. And they all have beginning and end. Is it clear? These four features of the objects we have to remember. Characteristic features of the objects. Now, so this 15th verse, first that the he helps you distinguish yourself from the knower from the known body. Then he helps you understand knower from the known subtle aspects which constitute the subtle body. Now, 17th verse. Sanghato pitatha naham. Sanghato pitatha naham. Iti drishya vilakshanam. సంఘాతోపి తథా నాహం సంఘాతోపి తథా నాహం ఇతి దృశ్య విలక్షణం దృశ్య విలక్షణం ద్రష్టారమనుమానేన ద్రష్టారమనుమానేన నిపుణం సంప్రధారయ సంప్రధారయ ద్రష్టారమనుమానేన నిపుణం సంప్రధారయ. నౌ సంఘాతః సంఘాతః మీన్స్ ఇట్ ఇస్ ది ఎంటైర్ బాడీ మైండ్ సెన్స్ కాంప్లెక్స్. సంఘాతః మీన్స్ ది ఎంటైర్ బాడీ మైండ్ సెన్స్ కాంప్లెక్స్. యూ కెన్ సే సంఘాతః మీన్స్ ఇట్స్ ది హోల్ కాంప్లెక్స్ ఆఫ్ బాడీ మైండ్ సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్స్. అండర్స్టాండ్? బాడీ మైండ్ సెన్స్ కాంప్లెక్స్ ఆల్సో తత న అహం. సో ఐ ది నోవర్ ఆఫ్ ది బాడీ మైండ్ సెన్స్ కాంప్లెక్స్ ఐమ్ నాట్ ది బాడీ మైండ్ సెన్స్ కాంప్లెక్స్ ఇది అవధారయ. అండ్ నౌ ఇస్ అవధారయ సంప్రధారయ సమ్యక్ ప్రకర్షేణ ధారయ సమ్యక్ ధారయ. ధారయ మీన్స్ వాట్? మే యు రిటైన్ దిస్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ ఇన్ యువర్ మైండ్. హౌ? క్లియర్లీ సమ్యక్ వితౌట్ ఎనీ డౌట్. సమ్ స్టాండ్స్ ఫార్ క్లియర్లీ అండ్ ప్ర స్టాండ్స్ ఫార్ వాట్? ఇఫ్ దర్ ఎనీ డౌట్. సంప్రధారయ అవధార్య సంప్రధార్య సమ్యక్ ప్రకర్షేణ ధారయ. మే యు రిటైన్ దిస్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ ఇన్ యువర్ మైండ్ వెరీ క్లియర్లీ డౌట్లెస్లీ విత్ ఐ ది నోవర్ అండ్ నాట్ ది ఎంటైర్ బాడీ మైండ్ సెన్స్ కాంప్లెక్స్. హూ ఎమ్ ఐ దెన్? దృశ్య విలక్షణం. ఐ ది నోవర్ ఆఫ్ ది బాడీ మైండ్ సెన్స్ కాంప్లెక్స్ అండ్ డిస్టింక్ట్ from the body mind sense complex. Vilakshana means distinct. We understand everything here, isn't it? This fact must be repeatedly remembered. Vilakshana means what? Distinct. So aham drishya vilakshanam, aham drishya vilakshanah. So naham అహం దృశ్య విలక్షణ ఆత్మ. ఓకే, విలక్షణ సబ్జెక్టివ్ కేస్. యు మే యు అండర్స్టాండ్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్ యాజ్ ది నోవర్ హూ ఇస్ డిస్టింక్ట్ ఫ్రమ్ ద నోన్ బాడీ మైండ్ సెన్స్ కాంప్లెక్స్. విలక్షణం ద్రష్టారం, ద్రష్టారం నిపుణం అనుమానేన సంప్రధారయ. Okay, so what he says, when everything is negated as object of knowledge, isn't it? You start with the body, your sense organs, mind, physiological functions, everything is negated as an object of knowledge. What cannot be negated is what? As object. What cannot be negated as an object is what? Only the knower, subject. Subject alone cannot be negated, isn't it? That's why, so that which cannot be negated as object is drashta, the knower. Now, drishya vilakshanaha is drashta. Who is drashta? Aham drashta, drishya vilakshanaha. I the knower am distinct from the known. Aham drishya vilakshanaha drashta. Aham drishya vilakshanaha drashta. So may you understand that, what now? Understand this fact. I the knower am distinct from the known. drishya vilakshanaha drishta. How? Anumanena. Easily it can be inferred. Anumana means inference. Do you need any special extra thing? I am distinct from different from the known. How do you understand here? When everything I negate is known, what cannot be negated is what? The knower. So I am the knower. Is the infer, you infer. Therefore, I, the knower, am distinct from the known. Anumanena. Nipunam sampradharaya. See, this naipunyam, you know, naipunyam means expertise. Nipunaha means expert. But here, it is, doesn't mean the expert here. May you understand how you have to, you know, in Sanskritam, it's not indirect speech. It's only direct speech, isn't it? So we say, may you understand clearly, doubtlessly. Samyak prakashena dharaya sampradhaya. Clearly understand as what? I, the knower, am distinct from the known. So what cannot be negated as? Inferno. Only I alone am the knower, therefore cannot be negated as what? I can negate as the known. The I does not come under the category of the known. I am the knower. Sampradaraya. So first of all, now this is a big leap, isn't it? Oh, all this, you know, time, I mistake this body, mind, sense complex as the self, the very strong eyes and dehi atta buddhi, manasi atta buddhi, indriyesha atta buddhi, very strong identity. But now, we are not physically pushing anything anywhere out, but cognitively we are understanding. Yes, definitely subject is different from the object. Object can never become the object of knowledge. It means I am subject of knowledge. I am the knower. I am not distant. What is the distance between I, the knower, and the known body? What is the distance between I, the knower, and the known mind? What is the distance between I, the knower, and the known physiological functions? What is the distance? No distance. Exactly like what? Just as there's no distance between time distance or spatial distance between the illuminated light and the illumined objects, so there's no distance between I, the knower, and the known body, mind, sense complex. That's why I, the knower, am distinct, though not distant from the body, mind, sense complex. Is it clear? You all would have heard me saying 100,008 times, though not distinct, isn't it? You all must again, I always tell you this. Now, so sampradharaya means be convinced. Okay? Have this understanding. Even though it's a very simple book, for people who already studied, understood, it is like, it's for contemplation also, isn't it? This book can be, it can be a simple beginner's book. See, it's like a contemplation also for you, because now you're seeing again. Dehendriyadayo bhava. Hana divyapratikshamaha. Dehendriyadayo bhava. Hana divyapratikshamaha. Yasya sannidhi matrena, sohamityavadharaya. Dehendriyadayo bhavaha, hana divyapratikshamaha. Hana divyapratikshamaha. Yasya sannidhi matrena soha mityavadharaya. Now he is telling here, who am I? Saha aham iti avadharaya. I, the knower, am that Atma. I, the knower, am that abstract, formless, inexplicably subtlest reality implied by the term Atma. Soham. No, who am I? I, aham. I, the knower, am that subtlest, formless reality implied by the term Atma. I am that Atma. Which Atma? Okay, and that Atma means not at something far away from me. I am that Atma means Atma is yourself, isn't it? I am that Atma. Which Atma? Which is distinct from the body, is distinct from the body, mind, and is complex, and which is abstract, formless, which is of the nature of knowing, and which is there as the knower. Is available for recognition always as what? As the knower. Isn't it? Therefore, I am that Atma, iti avadharya. And who is that Atma? Yasya sannidhi matrena. The beautiful, I love this sentence, sannidhi matrena. No? Sannidhi matrena. Puja Swamiji always used to sannidhi matrena. Atma need not do anything, no exertion at all. Sannidhi matrena, by its mere presence. Sannidhi matrena, by its mere presence. Sannidhi means presence. By its mere presence. Yasya sannidhi matrena, because of whose mere presence alone. Because I, the knower, am that abstract, formless reality, Atma. Because of mere whose presence alone. Okay? Because of whose mere presence itself, dehendriyadayaha bhavaha, all these factors, bhavaha means all these things, all these factors, such as physical body, sense organs, etc. Okay? You can say what? Physical body, mind, sense organs, all of them are kshamaha, capable of functioning, capable of hana means just, no, avoiding, rejecting. Vyapriti means involvement. Adi means etc. So what he says here, we are made to think. We understand very clearly the known yadrishyam tajjadam. See, now make it very clear, okay? The scientist, it took very long for scientists to understand this. Yadrishyam tajjadam. Anything known is inert in its nature. Known means inert. Take it for granted. Known is inert only. What does it mean? We're saying being inert means what? Anything, then inert means not knowing one's own existence is inertness. Understand? Not knowing one's own existence is inertness. So your body does not know it's a body. The skin does not know it's a skin. Nose does not know it's a nose. Understand? Got it now? It's all, what is this? It's all, pot does not know it's a pot. Exactly. Pot does not know it's a pot. Cupboard does not know it's a cupboard. Exactly, the wall does not know it's a wall. So we have given the names to all these things. What is this? Similarly, how this wall or cupboard or window or door or pot, so also this physical body. Understand now? This is also made, has been made of so many things. Brick and cement and things like that. Isn't it? Intelligently put together. So also this physical body, the car does not know it's a car. Many spare parts are put intelligently, it has been assembled properly, it's a car, it functions. So this physical body also. So anything known is of the nature of inertness, means it does not have consciousness of its own, does not have sentience of its own, so it is inert. Being inert, it is incapable of functioning. So being functional means it must have life. The life is possible only the sentience, consciousness. But in spite of being material products, in spite of being inert, no? Its nature, still they are functionally, capable of functioning. Vyapritikshamaha means they are capable of functioning, being busy. So hanam literally means, hanam means dejection, etc. But you can just not do that one thing, everything, isn't it? That all forms of functions. Seeing, you start from sense, you know, first of all, the thinking, intellect thinks, the mind thinks, thinking is possible, perceiving is possible, knowing is possible. Understand? All that you, in fact, you infer the mind, the standpoint of the functions only. Do you see the mind? Mind itself is inexplicable. But you understand there is that you are thinking. Thinking is possible. Knowing is possible. Understanding is possible. Being cheerful is possible. Being moody is possible. Okay, all emotions are possible. Desires rise. Desiring is possible. Wanting is possible. All these mental function of mentation is possible. Now, the perception is possible. Seeing is possible. Hearing is possible. Amazing. All these inert material products, indriyani, they're all functional. And now, not only the mind is capable of illumining the sense organs and then activating the sense organs, inert mind, it has to become active for it to become the activator of the sense organs. And all the sense organs are functional. And they are capable of illumining the external world of objects. But for the blessing of whom? Now nothing in the world can be known, can be perceived. The world will be, remain covered in darkness of ignorance if the sense organs are non-functional. Amazing. We have to see what is that glory goes to whom? Kasya sannidhi matrena dehendriyani, no? Kshamaha. Vyapriti kshamaha means what? Vyapriti is being active, being functional. Understand? Vyapriti kshamaha. All the organs, right from antahkaranam, mind, intellect, even storing past incidents is possible. Recollecting is possible. It's all possible. All functions of the antahkaranam. And because of the difference in functions only, we give four different names as manaha, buddhi, chitta, ahankaraha. All these functions are on the part of the antahkaranam are possible. Functions on the part of the sense organs are possible. The functions on the part of the karmendriyani are possible. Because of whose presence? Mere presence. Mere presence of the Atma. Presence of the Atma contributes for the activation of this inert, converting the inert material products into sentient, conscient factors, and because the presence of which all of them become activated. Understand? We don't need to go in search of Bhagavan anywhere else. Isn't it? Whose presence? So, he said, Dehendriyadayaha bhavaha hanadi vyapritikshamaha. They are capable of functioning. And every power has its own respective function. Different functions. So, yasya sannidhi matrena. Who sannidhi matrena? Presence of the Atma. Understand? only because of it is the mere presence of Atma, mere presence of Atma, by the mere presence of Atma alone, all these inert material products, right from the antahkaranam, sense organs, all the organs of actions, the physiological functions, the entire physical body, now they all capable of functioning, being active. Understand? Is it clear now? And who is that? Atma. What is that Atma? The subtlest. I can't repeat this. Even if a midnight, if I wake you up in a mask, you must be able to say that. Subtlest, isn't it? Formless, subtlest, inexplicably, abstract, isn't it? Reality, which is of the nature of being conscious, of your consciousness, which alone is implied with Atma. Okay? I, the knower, am that Atma. Because the mere presence of whom all the material things become functional, capable of function and active. Understand now? Capable of functioning. Shamaha. Shamaha means capable. Is it clear now? Hana is rejection. Okay. Rejection. Adi means, no, different, no. But I want that. I don't want this. Now just one thing. See, it is possible for you to entertain likes and dislikes. Isn't it? Something is desired, something is wanted, something is unwanted. Is all functions, isn't it? See, the wall does not, this room at the wall has no choice. Whether it wants us to come sit here, there's no choice. We come and sit here. There's no reaction, no action, reaction on the part of the walls, the rooms. Okay. I really don't like all this coming and sitting inside me. Okay. There's no such a thing called on the part of the room. Is it clear now? I don't really like, so many people come and sit inside me. Really, no, the occupation was so long. Such reaction is not on the part of the wall. Whereas what do we do? If I'm sitting here alone, imagine it's my room. It's not my room, okay? It's all of us room. It belongs to all of us for time being. Imagine if I think it's my room, okay? I feel it. If I am alone, I can say what? The room doesn't say. I can say, I really don't like all people coming and sitting in my room, occupying for 2 hours. I don't have any privacy. Who can say this? Mm-hmm. It's called Hanum. Oh, I'm very happy. All of them can use this place. This is what? Ahwanam. Okay? Hanum, not wanting, rejecting, wanting. Such reactions, such expressions imply what? The capacity on the part of being capable of functioning. Understand? So, there is consciousness, there is sentiency, there is functions, there is life. It's all because of what? By mere presence of Atma. Soham, I am, I the knower am that Atma, by mere presence of whom all these are capable of functioning. Is it clear now? The same thing comes in Kena Upanishad. Kena Prayuktaha Praiti. Who is that? Activated by whom? The mind, all the sense organs function. Same question comes. Isn't it? Same question comes. Kena Prayuktaha Praiti Manaha. Activated by whom the mind becomes functional. Mind becomes capable of activating the sense organs. So Atma, by its mere presence, it activates the mind, antahkaram. Activated by the Atma, And the mind activates the sense organs, organs of actions. Thereby, all constantly physiological functions are happening. Constantly, constantly. Respiration is happening. Pujya Swamiji, that's why involuntary functions. Thank God. If you have to use your will, you will forget. Okay. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we forget. Even a key I forget to take from here. I just send somebody to pick up my key, isn't it? Thank God Bhagawan has appointed what now? Self-appointed. Okay. Job. All the functions are involuntary because without our will is not involved there. They are naturally functional. Respiration happens, digestion happens, circulation happens. Isn't it? Detonation happens. All these functions are constantly non-stop happening, means they're functioning. How is it possible for all the functions to happen on the part of the inert material products? How is it possible? How do they get life? How does the life come? How does the inert, you know, material body becomes alive? Where does that life come from? Because it's functions. The functions are happening. How? There must be knowledge, isn't it? Back in the order. So, it is that soham. Soham. What is the meaning given here? Very beautiful verse. Slowly we're entering. Don't worry, I'm waiting to come to technical aspects. Because the Lakshana, I have to explain to you what is Lakshana Vritti, etc. After I make you understand the whole teaching, then I'll explain the Vritti. Okay? I had to wait for it. We had to wait for it. Okay. Now you can remember this. Dehendriyadayaha bhavaha khanadi vyapratikshamaha. All these are capable of functioning because of whose mere presence. Saha aham. That atma I am. Iti avadharaya. Now you have to shift your identity from where? Identity from the inert material body, mind, sense complex, which are functional because of the presence of the Atma, and you have to shift identity from Anatma to the Atma. Soham iti avadhari. I am that Atma.
What is the meaning of
Bhavaha? Is factors. See, all these aspects. See, bhavaha literally means anything which enjoys existence is bhavaha. Yad bhavati, in yaha bhavati, saha bhavaha. Bhavaha means presence. Anything is existent, an existent entity. Abhava means absence, isn't it? Bhavaha means anything which enjoys existence is bhavaha. So in every existent entity, anything and everything, enjoys existence is what bhavaha. So all the objects are bhavaha. Okay. So existing entities. Now, all these entities are what? Other than Atma, everything else is what? Material only. So the material, insentient, inert, existent entities. We don't need to worry about the non-existent thing, isn't it? Existent only. Is it clear now? The beauty is, in the function of meditation, we understand how different emotions rise. Desires arise, anger rises, jealousy, hatred, fear, anxiety, understanding, knowledge, perception, my God. All these are possible on the part of the inert, subtle material products. It's all because of the manifestation of knowledge. and manifestation knowledge is possible because it's a source of manifestation knowledge, which is Atma. Got it? Next sentence. Anapanna vikarasan. Anapanna vikarasan. Ayaskantava devayah. Anapanna vikarasan. Ayaskantava devayah. Buddhyadim chalayet pratyak. Buddhyadim chalayet pratyak. Soha mityavadharaya. Saha aham iti avadharaya. Dharaya, may you hold. May you retain. Avadharaya, may you understand. May you retain this in your intellect. Buddhi, understand? May you understand. What? Saha aham iti. Why? You can't place I incense anywhere else. Understand? Aham, I am the knower. I, the knower, am that abstract, formless, subtlest reality implied by the term Atma. I, the knower, am of the nature of knowing. I, the knower, am Atma, who am of the nature of consciousness. So, he says, anapanna vikaraha san. Okay. See, apanna vikaraha means what? Apanna vikaraha means anything apannaha vikaraha yasya. So, apanna vikaraha. Okay. That any object for which the modification takes place. Any object on the part of which modification change happens. That is apanna vikaraha. Understand now. Anapanna vikaraha means what? I, the self, am the Atma on the part of whom no change happens. Apanna means what? Happening. Apadyate. Yes, the participle is apanna. Who am I? I, the knower, am the Atma on the part of whom no change whatsoever happens. Anapanna vikaraha san. So, I, the knower, am that Atma who am of the nature of changelessness. I am free from any change. Anapanna vikaraha. Who, and a part of whom no change whatsoever happens. Understand? Is got understood the compound then? See, the entire jagat. Apanna vikaram jagat. When I say, what does it mean? Any object which forms part of the universe has the change on the part of which change happens. Apanna vikaram annam. ആപന്ന വികാരം ശരീരം. വാട്ട് ഡസ് ഇറ്റ് മീൻ? ആപന്ന വികാരം ശരീരം മീൻസ് ദി ബോഡി ആൻഡ് ദി പാർട്ട് ഓഫ് വിച്ച് ചേഞ്ച് മോഡിഫിക്കേഷൻ ഹാപ്പൻസ്. ഇസ് ഇറ്റ് ക്ലിയർ? ആപന്ന വികാരം ശരീരം. ആപന്ന വികാര ദേഹ. വാട്ട് അബൌട്ട് ദി ആത്മ? ഐ ഡി നോ വർ ആം ആത്മ ആൻഡ് ദി പാർട്ട് ഓഫ് ഹും നോ ചേഞ്ച് വാട്ട്സ് എവർ ഹാപ്പൻസ്. ഇസ് ഇറ്റ് ക്ലിയർ? അനാപന്ന വികാര സൻ. ഐ ലൈക്ക് മൈ ഓൺ ട്രാൻസ്ലേഷൻ. It's not wrong, but they just want to, they give beautiful words, not exact, isn't it? But you don't understand the Sanskrit words. Anapanna vikaraha. Then what happened, son? Ayaskantavatu eva. Ayaskantavatu. Ayaha means iron. Okay. See, the magnet, what can the magnet do? Just being present there, anything, the iron which is nearby, it makes it move. The magnet need not exert itself, isn't it? If it's simply closely, it is there, means what? It makes the unmoving iron. Suppose you have a magnet and you keep small pins nearby and they jump and go and stick to this Atma. How do they jump? They inert. They jump. Isn't it? Example is given. They move. It means this Kanta, this magnet has the capacity to make this, isn't it? The iron things move. Example. By its mere presence, need not do anything. Isn't it? We must be very close. അയസ്കാന്തവത് ബുദ്ധ്യാദീം ചാലയേത്. ബുദ്ധ്യാദീൻ ചാലയേത്. ചാലയത്തി ചാലയത്തി ആക്ടിവേറ്റ്സ് ഡ്രൈവ്സ് ആക്ട് ദിസ് ആത്മ. ഐ ആം ദാറ്റ് ആത്മ ഹു ആക്ടിവേറ്റ്സ് ദ ഇന്റലക്ട് എക്സെട്ര. ഓ ഇന്റലക്ട് കെ അണ്ടർസ്റ്റാൻഡ് വാട്ട് intellect, mind, everything, sense organs, everything. Buddhyadin chalayet, chalayeti. So, saha ahamiti avadharaya. May you understand, I the knower am, not only am distinct from the known body, mind, sense complex, I the knower am the Atma and the part of whom no change whatsoever happens, and who alone activates all this, my intellect, etc. Understand? Who activates chalayet, chalayati. Chalayet should be taken as chalayati, activates. By doing what? By mere presence. It is the presence of the Atma which contributes for the manifestation of knowledge, and because of which inert mind becomes conscious and mind, thereby its function is capable of thinking, knowing, all these functions are possible. When the mind becomes conscious and sentient, it is capable of illumining the sense organs. It is capable of converting the inert sense powers into conscious sentient powers. Thereby, it makes them function. Thereby, contributes for the what? Even illumining the entire world. Presence of Atma contributes for the manifestation of the world of objects, through the sense organs, by making them functional. First, by making the antakkaranam functional. Isn't it? So, I am that Atma. I am that Atma. How can I mistake this body, mind, and complex for me? See, you're constantly, continuously, you're helped to distinguish yourself from. At the same time, you're not, you're made to understand you're not distant from any of them. Nor can you distance yourself from any of it. Can you distance yourself? No. There's no way of distancing yourself from anything. That's why the very effort to distance yourself from anything in the world is a vain effort. You know why? You are the truth, which is, you need not distance yourself. From what? All that is here is yourself. Finally, you're going to understand that one. Distancing yourself from anything in the world is not possible. Okay, you are the truth of everything. You are there all pervasively everywhere. You must be spatially limited to distance yourself from something or somebody, somewhere. Understand? That is, I want to distance myself, you know, from these people. That itself is emotional problem. You know that? Symptom of some mental problem. You can simply be there. It means when you say, I want to distance myself, where is your identity? With your mind. Okay, the irritation, isn't it? If you are just yourself, you will not, there won't be any effort on your part to distance yourself from anywhere. Because nothing can disturb you also. If you are yourself, you are not disturbed by anything. If there's no disturbance, you understand you are a non-disturbable truth. All disturbances happen in you, but you are free from disturbance. Once you understand this fact, and the effort of wanting to be distanced also will not be there. Isn't it? Okay. Therefore, anapanna vikarasan ayaskantavadevayaha buddhyadims chalayet pratyak sohamityavadharaya. Very nice. Aham pratyagatma. Aham pratyak. Aham pratyagatma. What does it mean here? When you say atma, atma pratyak, what is the difference? The one and the only secondless reality, abstract formless reality, inexplicably suppressed reality, which is of the nature of all pervasiveness, is implied with the term atma. This all pervasive reality, being all pervasive, must be there as the innermost essence of every being, in every mind, understand every mind, as the truth of the mind, as the content of I, the reality obtains. Therefore, the reality obtaining as the content of I, as the truth of I, as innermost essence, is implied with the term pratyak. Pratyagatma. Understand now? It's like saying, the water, which is the truth of the entire ocean, pervading the entire ocean, is there as the truth of every wave. See that? When you look at the same water as the truth of the wave, we call it what? Pratyak. Like that? The all pervasive reality is, because of its all pervasiveness, reality is implied with the term Atma. Isn't it? All pervasiveness is implied with the term Atma. This all pervasive Atma obtaining as the nearest self, as the very content of I, as the truth of I, as the innermost essence of every being, is it to be what? Pratyagatma. Understand? Soham pratyagatma. So I am that all pervasive reality obtaining as the innermost essence. Okay, a very content of I, in whose presence all these inert material, subtle factors, entities become functional. Understand? Become activated. Saha ahamiti avadharaya. అనాపన్న వికారసన్ అయస్కాంతవదేవయ బుద్ధ్యాదీం చాలయేత్ ప్రత్యక్ సోహమిత్యవధారయ. వెరీ వెరీ బ్యూటిఫుల్ వర్డ్ ఇస్ ప్రత్యక్. ప్రత్యక్ ఆత్మ, దెన్ జస్ట్ సంధి హ్యాపన్, సో ప్రత్యగాత్మ. అండర్స్టాండ్, ప్రత్యగాత్మ. What do you say?
Oh, I think
I get you. What?
No, I don't want to get too late into the night. I don't know.
What I'm saying, Giri Pradakshinam. Yeah. Bhavantah sarve Giri Pradakshinartham gantum icchanti. Aham janami. I think there's... చింతా మాస్టర్ ఎనివే తత్ర ప్రకాశ భవిష్యత్ ఆల్ ఓవర్, సర్వత్ర మార్గే, సర్వత్ర మార్గే ప్రకాశ భవిష్యత్ దీపాహ జ్వలిష్యంతి చింతా మాస్టర్. అయితే No, anyway, I have 4 moments. 4 moments.
Yeah.
Now you've taken 2 minutes by asking me the question, this question, so I'll take another 2 minutes now. Now, the next sentence is very important one, in a way. Even though it is Atma, I'm going to stop here now. This title anyway. So even though, we'll continue, okay? Do you all start enjoying now slowly? Mm-hmm. This morning I was very sleepy in the class, very sleepy. But I managed the class. Okay. Now it's okay. I think it takes so long to get back to this. The jet lag. You all must have had the jet lag. See, even though all these really inert instruments, inert material products become activated, become conscious, become sentient, become functional because of the presence of the Atma. The mere presence of the Atma. This Atma itself, how is it? It is like the, it remains like the Jadam. It remains like this Atma, this reality implied by the term Atma, even though is of the nature of pure consciousness, pure knowledge, remains as though it is inert. As though it is inert. How? Isn't it? As though it is inert. Is inert then? No. But how? It's as though it isn't. What does it mean? That's a beautiful explanation I have to give you. I'll see you. We'll talk tomorrow. Okay? See. Yes, Sachin, what's it? Yeah, all this time I was telling you. What are you doing? See, there's something we had first of all, the all pervasiveness. As Puja Swami used to say this, you know, there's so many words, a bunch of words are there, okay? Many words. Eternal, all pervasive, indestructible. All these words are there, okay? And you simply say that you don't really see the meaning of it. This meaning has to really, you know, it is understanding the vastu, understanding the vastu in terms of its nature. Understanding this reality is what? Understanding it in terms of its nature only. You can understand, can you understand the reality in any other way? No. Only in terms, I'm repeating this, my own word, okay? Only in terms of its nature, the reality has to be arrived at because it is attributeless. It is formless. That is why 100 times we always repeat what? Only we take you to the deep sleep state experience. That is where you see, you arrive at the knower. the knower experiencing an experiencer obtaining in deep sleep state. Who is that? Who is that knower? You are the knower. You are the experiencer. You can't say, oh, there's some other knower sitting in me. You can't say that. You are there, isn't it? You are there because your experience. You are the knower experiencer obtaining in deep sleep state. And then nothing else is there. Only blankness. What experience is blankness? And apart from blankness, the knower, if you analyze, there's no knower. The knower, you infer the presence of the knower also. How? Because knowing experience is possible. The experience takes place. Experience presupposes the experiencer. That experiencer obtaining in deep sleep state, because of whose presence the experience is possible, experience of the blankness of mind is possible, experience of the total ignorance is possible, that experience of sukham is possible, that experiencer is what? The experiencer is what? There's something which experiences. There is something which experiences, something which knows. Okay? And that something, because of whose presence experience is possible, because of, understand now, is abstract. Abstractness is the swarupam. Formless. Formlessness is the swarupam. Isn't it? Formlessness. Abstract. Subtlest. Inexplicably subtlest. You can't say how. You know you were there. Understand? As the power. And why does that vastu, that which is there, why does it know? Why does it know? Why does it experience? Why does it know? Knowing is this swarupa. Why does it know? Now why does the light illumine? The swarupa. It's not an action. Understand? That's how it can be. So you arrive at that reality in terms of its nature of knowing. Being conscious, being aware is his swarupa. That abstract, formless reality, which is of the nature of knowing, which is given the qualification of knower from the standpoint of the known total ignorance, is who? Again, okay? Is the Atma. This Pratyek. Pratyek means that consciousness is one indivisible partless whole, obtaining in a given individual as the innermost essence, as the truth of I is what? Pratyagatma. Is it clear now? Pratyagatma. Okay. So we'll continue tomorrow. Whose book is this? Oh, two books, are you? Yours?
One is yours, one is from there. Two books, one.
When you're walking, you feel tired. When you're walking around the temple, when you do Giri Pradakshanam, Yadi Bhavantah Sarve Shantah Bhavishyanti, Tarihi Evam Gayantu Gayanena, okay? Ganena, Ganam, okay? Singing. Gayantu, gayen, ganena, shantihi gamishyati. Okay? Ganam. Not very. Arunachala Shiva. Arunachala Shiva. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate
ओम शांति 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 हरि ओम तत्सत् गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम.